Unit 6, page 24, Part B Situation. You are Pat Wong. You work for Hot Fashion, a local fashion magazine. The editor of the magazine, David Au, has invited an international fashion expert, Logan Samuel, to visit Hong Kong. You will listen to a recording of an interview with Mr. Samuel. Before the recording is played, you will have 4 minutes to study tasks 2 and 3 and the Unit 6 data file. As you listen, you can make notes on page 7 of the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 7 of the Unit 6 data file.
Thanks for joining me today, Logan.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Now, everyone's heard the name Logan Samuel. We all think about fashion when we hear your name. However, can you tell us what you're currently doing?
Well, currently, I'm the fashion editor for Eyes magazine.
OK, and as we all know, Eyes magazine is one of the most popular fashion magazines in the world. And that's spelt E-Y-E-Z for you note-takers out there. How long have you been the fashion editor at Eyes magazine?
Oh, quite a while now.
And before that, you were a designer, weren't you?
Well, yes. I started off as a designer and worked for a major fashion house. I won't name the major fashion house I worked for. It's a bit rude to drop names like that. Anybody who's interested can Google me.
Yes, of course. We should mention, though, that you did start your own clothing company.
Yes, that's right. I started my own company, Loganic, when I got tired of designing for other clothing companies.
The name Loganic is based on your own name, isn't it? That's spelt L-O-G-A-N-I-C, right?
Yes, that's right. I ran that company for a while and we won some big awards, but then I decided to take a break from designing. That's when I got into publishing for fashion. I still work in fashion, but now I write about it instead of creating it.
But you also run workshops, right?
That's right. I'm actually in Hong Kong to run a workshop. It's going to be held at the Hong Kong School of Design.
Oh, nice. But the workshop isn't only for the school students, is it?
No, it's open to anyone. We just picked the Hong Kong School of Design because it's got a beautiful hall. It's huge and really nicely decorated with displays of their students' work. So it's quite a good location for a workshop like this.
Oh, I see. So what will you be teaching during the workshop?
Well, a fairly wide range of topics, really. To begin with, I'll talk about design basics. You know, how to draw different items of clothing. Do's and don'ts for designers. Design basics like that.
Useful stuff.
Yes, especially if you're considering a career in fashion. Which, as it happens, is the second topic. Careers in fashion.
I'm sure they'll learn a lot from you about careers in fashion. What else will you be covering?
To finish, I'll be talking about the future of fashion.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I bet there'll be all sorts of wearable technology.
Of course. The fun thing about that topic is that nobody really knows how fashion will develop in the future. So it's always a very interesting discussion.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting workshop. Now, let's talk a little more about your student days studying fashion.
That is the end of the listening component of Part B.